From Roebuck Bay to the Roe Highway, got my ice mocha from Dome Cafe, the super bitter Floriette, Innaloo, Wanneroo and Esperance too, across Albany and the Gloucester Tree,
with Katie Lamb
and Andrew Embley.
From the greatest city in the world, it's time for Triple M's Rush Hour with Andrew Embley and Katie Lamb.
Tab Touch. Got the touch? Download Tab Touch. Chances are you're about to lose.
Hi there and welcome along to the podcast for the Rush Hour with Andrew Embley, Katie Lamb, myself, Leachy, the anchor, and Joel, the producer. And I've turned their microphones off early because the amount of times we're starting this podcast and they just chime in with whatever they wanted to.
Papa, can you hear me? Hello, is anybody out there? Papa, can you see me?
On the count of three. One, two, three.
Pointy pineapples.
Oh, that was the best one.
Well done.
It's fun, guys.
And it was good that you're
finally
involved.
Because I actually was the one that organised it. Because if you guys had all organised it, you would have set up without me. Yeah. So I would have been watching race three, number four.
Yeah, what a surprise. Hey. Can I suggest that, I think we've suggested this before, that we need to do karaoke at some point because we all like to belt out into song.
Papa, can you hear me?
Has Katie Lamb ever done musical theatre before?
Never.
I think never he'd selected. Be okay at it.
Because yes. I wasn't a nerd.
Oh, my goodness. All those little nerds that are listening to our show right now.
Oh, no. To all the musical theatre people, thank you for tuning in. They would hate this show.
Yeah, we love people who enjoy musical theatre, but we love took the nerds. A special selection back in high school who wanted to audition to them, you know. They weren't going to the parties on Friday nights and drinking vodka cruisers underage.
In year six, we could audition for special choir. So when we would go, I went to John 23rd, so it was a Catholic school, and when you go to mass and stuff, there'd be the year six and sevens, so they'd have special choir and they were like the best singers who'd, you know, Jesus, lover of my soul. Anyway, I tried out for it. I was one of four girls who didn't get in.
Oh, wow. Her balls had already dropped.
What's your... That's very good. What's your church song? Like, what's your, like, have
what's
you got
your
a...
church song?
At school, you mean?
Yeah, well, there's always
we had the best
ones. Church songs, you know.
Jesus, lover of my soul, Jesus, I will never let you go.
Wow.
Take me from the cliff. Set my feet upon the rock. Now I know I love you. I need you.
Good. I just thought I'd turn everyone else's microphones on and just let you continue.
Leachy, the beautiful part of all of this is this was recorded, obviously, for the podcast listeners. We love them very much. But this will 1,000% be brought up on tomorrow's show.
Oh, make no mistake.
Jesus. Hit a muscle. Hang on. Right. Now, my next question is.
If you're going to sing it, sing it right.
When was the last time you went to church?
Oh, God. Probably when I was at school. Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, the question is, when was the last time you had a drink? Was it like half an hour ago? Or
just kicking in?
It was funnily enough, Embers was at a church.
It was at a church.
Sunday.
That's right.
Yeah.
Oh, that wine. Oh, dearie me.
Man, were you ever... Who's Catholic in here?
Well, I'm Catholic.
Yeah.
So
used to be.
Did Catholic you used to go up... Remember you had to wait for Holy Communion to... get the bread?
Correct.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
God. I remember going up being starving and just like being too young to get it. I was like, oh, can I have some of yours?
Yes.
Yeah. Like wafer thing crackers.
Are you going to have that?
It's like sakatas.
Have a little dip or something like that. We can put that in.
Any hummus?
A little pate or something.
A little three olive dip.
Spicy
by the way, see that guy with the tattoos over there? I'm not sure why he's here. Can I have his little bit of bread?
He's starving. He's professing his sins. That's why he's there.
Yeah. He's going to be there for a while, I reckon.
I remember I had a sip of the wine once and you're meant to wait for your confirmation, is that right?
Well, you're meant to be 18.
You got it. Because it was just a sip of the wine, I'm sure of it. Yeah.
There was a couple of the youth ministers out the back in the car park just saying, hey, young girl, you on the way to communion here?
Yeah. Let's stop that conversation.
I had a sip of the wine once too.
Is this on it?
Same.
The
I had the bottle.
So I got told off because the guy next to me went to have it and there was nothing left in it. because I just got the whole thing.
How old were you?
Oh, probably 10, 11.
It's like port. It's like, it tastes like port.
I know what it was. Yeah, I played shit that afternoon when I played to play footy.
You were hung when you come down. Bad session at church today, guys.
But it helped the career later on, though, Embers, obviously.
It did,
because you became a journeyman on and off the field.
Journeyman.
Yeah, I want to go home now, guys.
All right,
what's your scary animal encounter is on the show today. Alex Witherden from the West Coast Eagles joins us and has a fantastic... Oh, I've drunk in the church one. And has a fantastic nickname.
Sober up with some of the crackles.
Jake Waterman. It's the podcast.
Baloosh.
Live, local, and a little loose. Triple M's Rush Hour with Andrew Embley and Katie Lamb on 92.9 Triple M.
What's your scary animal encounter?
How'd you get that together, even though this story is about a crocodile? But anyway.
I don't have a crocodile sound effect. What's it going to do? Snap.
A crocodile sighting has shut down Cable Beach for the second time in 3 days. Just the fact that you could be swimming around Cable Beach and there are crocodiles, and you know that there are crocodiles nearby. That to me is an I don't want to go for a swim. I'm sorry.
They are a very scary animal, the big croc.
Have you ever had like a scary animal encounter, you know, I don't know.
So I'm going to keep with the crocodile theme right here. So I used to live in a place called Kalumburu, which was like the top of Western Australia. Right. So we lived there for about 12 months. Mum and Dad were running the supermarket out there. So every Sunday we would go fishing with the locals, right? And on this particular day, I was in a little canoe, little dinghy, and I was fishing. And Dad and a couple of guys were at the front. They were catching something and I had my hand in the water.
Yes.
And Dad turned around and there was a croc.
No.
About maybe, he reckons, 20 metres away. It could have been a bit further. And it was just sitting there. And Dad has ripped my hand. Oh, it must have been about 8 years of age. Ripped my hand out of the dinghy. Now, I just tried to call Dad then to actually confirm the story. But he said, listen, it's absolutely true, but I'm on the fourth hole at the Vines Golf Resort, so okay, I can't talk.
Busy.
So yeah,
busy.
So there you go. That was he goes absolutely scary, terrifying.
It was so funny. So years ago, around about 11 years ago or whatever, Mum and Dad, they always went down. It's closed now, but Barketta, just in Cottesloe.
Yeah, yep.
It's overlooking the beach. Anyway, Dad will always go, rain, hail or shine, he'll always go for a swim just out the front. And he went out there and he was swimming, and all of a sudden he just sees this gigantic black thing just charging towards him, and people have started filming because they're like, oh my God.
Yeah, because from Barketta, yep, higher, so you can actually sort of see down of what's, you know, happening. He would have had no idea it was underneath him.
He just literally saw a big black thing just charging towards him, and he was like, oh my God, it's a shark, I'm screwed. And then up popped this sea lion, and
a sea lion.
All the people filming started going, oh look, it's jumping around, it's just playing with him. But my dad said the face of the sea lion with the big teeth, it looked aggressive and scary. It started jumping up. It was a heavy thing. If it landed on Dad,
sure,
it probably would have hurt him. No, it was like this. Anyway, so Dad's like just absolutely shooting himself. He's like backing out, and people are like, oh, go back in and play with the sea lion. Dad's like, you.
Yeah, well, you go back. Stop filming and get back in there yourself.
Like, anyway, scary animal encounters. We want to know all about it. Carl's in Mayland. Kylie's in Mayland. Sorry. Hi, Kylie.
Hello. How are you?
Good on you, Kylie. Tell us.
So I was living in Darwin, and we went down to Litchfield for the day, and on the way back we stopped into the Drop Blues, and I sat down nicely on the toilet thinking, oh, what a lovely day we've had, and all of a sudden the floor starts moving. This huge carpet python, just was like the floor, and I don't know how the hell I'd missed it, but then I heard like chuckles of laughter out there, and I'm like, oh my God, like mid-wee, trying to like get my pants up, like trying to figure out what the hell do I do right now?
Nothing
like,
worse than
I'm
a
busting.
Snake mid-wee, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. So I'm like,
You're so lucky that the python didn't come up from where the wee was coming down from.
Oh, yeah, no, thank you. I'm really, really glad about that.
Aimed straight for his head. Then it would start dodging. That is my worst nightmare, Kylie, just snakes in general. Chris is in Tapping. Hello, Chris.
How are you, guys?
Yeah, going really well, Chris. Scary animal encounters. Tell us yours.
Yeah, so we're up at Wedge surfing.
Yep.
So it was a bigger day. So it was about 150, 200 metres offshore. There are only three of us out.
Sure.
And one of our mates got banged off his board, literally knocked off his board.
Oh, no.
Now, we didn't see anything, but like for a bloke to get knocked off his board, it was,
And it wasn't a wave.
Scary. And they bolted in. I was out the back. And they bolted, and I was left out of bed. And they were just saying shark.
Yeah.
Scared the living bejesus out of him.
100%.
Of course it would have been.
So something knocked him off, but you didn't see what it was.
No, but if you, you know, you get knocked off a board, you don't know what it is. You just presume straight away.
Hey, Chris, great mates. They just paddled in really quickly and didn't say anything to you. Just staying out there by yourself.
No, Embers, they did yell out, but yeah, they left me. They basically left me.
All the best to you. I'll tell you what,
catch
you love me still.
Good on you, Chris. Let's go to Dave in Guelap. Hey, Dave.
Hey, guys. How you going?
Yeah, good, Dave. Scary animal encounters.
Yeah, look, we're having an awesome dive off Roto one day, and we're in about, I'd say about 18 metres, maybe 20 metres of water. Got my head stuck in a hole trying to hook out a couple of big crays.
Yes.
And the seaweed has started to, you know, sort of knock my goggles and pull my goggles sideways and let in a heap of water.
Oh my God.
The seaweed ended up being a huge octopus. And it had wrapped its tentacles around me, well, around my head, and was proceeding to rip off the goggles. But the scariest thing was my goggles were full of water and I'm at 18 metres, so I needed to decompression stop. And eventually I just dumped the goggles and guessed sort of where I was at because I was running out of air.
Wow.
Yeah, it was scary.
Oh, and you're obviously an experienced diver to be able to understand and know what to do in that situation. But an inexperienced diver at that particular time, like I can imagine if something wrapped themselves around my head and my goggles had gone, I would just completely panic.
Oh, you know what? I was trying so hard not to. And yeah, it's a pretty dangerous circumstance when you're down that deep.
Yeah,
you can't
sure.
get to the top.
How long was the whole ordeal, Dave?
Oh, it seemed like it was about 2 hours, but I reckon it was about 2 minutes.
Wow. Oh, my God.
You wouldn't believe how strong those things are. I was so impressed with how strong it is.
I've seen my octopus teacher. so not that it really went into the strength.
I'm not really sure what that had anything to do with. But
no, they're just amazing creatures. They can camouflage into, like, you. It's probably trying to steal your goggles to wear them himself. Like, it's a lot. Octopus. It was a weird relationship, but anyway.
I tell you what, you are so.
The teacher.
This is at the bottom
of
that.
Get a room, seriously.
A hole that you just dug yourself in there, and I'm not getting yourself out that time.
That was crazy. We've had a shark, we've had a snake, and we've had an octopus. Debbie's from Midland. Hi, Debbie.
Hi, how you going?
Good, Debbie. We're going really well. Scary animal encounters. Tell us what yours was.
Well, if you go to Newman, you used to go and stay at old Paulie's place out near Speedway.
Right.
Now, he has all these international people come and stay with their swags, right? So we're having breakfast one morning, cup of tea, Monte Carlo's.
Yum.
No worries. Next minute, we hear all this screaming and carrying on. We race out there to find a dingo dragging off one of the foreign tourists in a swag.
What? Oh, no so, way.
So it looked like a giant sausage roll disappeared.
Can't imagine.
Oh, my God.
Mate, screaming in every language under the sun.
Oh, the poor tourist.
So, hang on. There was a girl in a swag and the dingo was taking the whole thing away.
Yep.
Oh, wow.
Dingo's spring roll, Chico roll.
Yeah. She
whatever
has never come back to the country again.
Dingoes
don't
are
know.
Scary.
Don't know.
Nah.
Wow.
No, I'm telling you, Debbie, she ain't coming back.
She's not coming back, Debbie. Great story. Quinton is from Ellenbrook. Hello.
Hey, how are you?
Yeah, good, Quinton. Scary animal encounters. Tell us yours.
this is probably going to be one of my most embarrassing stories as well. So this is back in South Africa, and myself and the fam were on holiday in Johannesburg. And I don't know if you guys are familiar with what a vervet monkey is, but anyway, it's just the local monkeys that sort of run the streets there.
Yep.
Now, the dominant male has a bright blue pair of private bits, let's put it that way. It's worth Googling to see what it looks like.
Okay, but Teddy's doing that right now.
So I was walking sort of under a tree, and I saw the dominant male just chilling under the tree. So they do this funny kind of barking noise. So I barked at him just playfully, and then he kind of like stood up at me and then gave me this aggressive look and then barked back at me. So I was like, oh, well, now it's on, mate.
So I
barked at him, and then he barked at me and then started like walking slowly towards me. And I was like, oh, here we go. Let me just start backing off. So I started like sort of backtracking now, double thinking what I've just done. He sees me backing off, and then he just lets out this loud screech. and easily about 20 or 30 other monkeys drop out of the tree.
No.
And they all start screeching and they start chasing me. So obviously I start screaming like a little girl running down the street.
Yes.
Tears rushing down my eyes and all these monkeys creating this massive scene so everybody could come outside and see how friggin' embarrassing it is.
Oh, my God. Monkeys are scary.
You cannot be embarrassed about that, Quinton. I would have been running for my dear life as well.
Can I just say, if you do Google it, Vervo, whatever you say, monkey, V-E-R, Vervo, V-E-R-V-E-T, that's where they the term blue balls comes from. They're just really...
They are literally blue balls.
That's quite a pretty colour, let's put it that way.
Stunning. Absolutely stunning.
Very neon-like, aren't they?
Big Quinton's balls would have shriveled right up.
I'm sure many people have seen stuff like that.
That would have been terrifying. I'm low-key very scared of monkeys. Let's go to Logan in Bull Creek. Hey, Logan.
How are we?
Yeah, good, Logan. Scary animal encounters.
Probably not as intense, but it's definitely up there. Yeah. So me and my mom, I was about 12 years old at the time, and we decided to take my little cousins out on a little picnic near a little river.
Yep.
And we see some birds coming out of the river, so we go and try to feed them some bread, and then a swan comes out. Mom goes towards it, try to feed some bread, and then it just lets out a massive squawk. And it starts chasing us all around the park while everyone's laughing at us, pointing at us, and definitely a terrifying experience.
Oh, Logan.
Swans are aggressive, though, because they're protecting their babies. So they absolutely go you. Wow. So how long were you running away from?
It took a couple of minutes and then it just gave up. But ever since then, Mum's just had a terrible fear of swans.
Geez, we've had some interesting callers. Dingoes, monkeys, swans.
Snakes midstream of a week.
Wow. Pythons. Swans are scary.
Yeah. Out of all of them, I mean, I'm not sure the swans up there, but...
Blue ball monkey.
Just a little blue ball monkey. It's quite an impressive colour. Definitely Google image it.
Live, local, and a little loose. Triple M's Rush Hour with Andrew Embley and Katie Lamb on 92.9 Triple M.
Project was on last night, Channel 10. They were speaking about Kyle and Jackie O having been launched in Sydney. Now they've officially launched in Melbourne as well.
Yesterday was their first show in Melbourne.
Never heard of them.
Kyle and Jackie O, Kyle Sandilands, his name is. After they spoke about that, they kind of threw to a package, and then Steve Price came on and said this.
Kyle, last time I mentioned you on this program, I called you a grubby buffoon. That was a compliment in hindsight. I do note that you didn't have the guts to sit down and do an interview with me to talk about your new radio show, perhaps because you've got the intellect of a kumquat.
Wow. I mean, I don't know much about kumquats apart from they're a fruit and fun to say. But...
Kumquat. So I don't know too much about kumquat, but I do know that the word kumquat has been used in lyrics before in a song. So that's the only thing I know about.
What song has said a kumquat?
What's that song called? The old fella sings it. He might be dead now. Buddy Holly.
That's Holly.
The song that goes, every day things are getting closer.
Can you find that? I almost want to bet my house on the fact that Holly does not sing about a kumquat.
No, he uses the lyric kumquat in the song somewhere.
Buddy Holly's cut every day.
Yeah, every day. Yeah.
Have you got it, Leachy?
It's there. You'll find it. I sing it to my daughter every night.
Oh, yeah, here we go. Yes. Hang on. So you mean this song? Yeah. This song here?
Yeah, this song. Yeah. Wait for it.
You reckon it says... You reckon at some point it says kumquat?
He says kumquat.
Okay, I'm going to have to do a deep dive on this. Hang on. Let me see if I can find it a little bit. Let's see. All right. Okay. Hang on. Here we go.
Yeah. Every day wait for it. Seems a little longer. Every wait for it. It's coming. Here it is.
Come what may. Come what may.
There you go.
It's kumquat. Come what...
What?
Come what may. Come what may.
play that again. Come what may. That's not kumquat. So I've been doing it wrong the whole time. Come what may. Oh, my poor daughter.
Are you sure? Frankie's going to grow up singing kumquat man down to...
That was so interesting. When I heard that he was called a kumquat, I'm thinking, that's there you go. Now I know two kumquats.
Steve Price might have sung about it.
Kumquat.
Live, local, and a little loose. Triple M's Rush Hour with Andrew Embley and Katie Lamb on 92.9 Triple M.
The phones have exploded,
oh, yeah.
unsurprisingly,
oh, yeah.
because what we want you to do is tell us your nickname and we'll guess how you got it.
Correct. So Jake the Snake Waterman, you said, oh, do they call him the Snake? But no, apparently they call him the Loosh.
The Loosh, because he was playing waffle football. He started off kicking bags of goals there. So they go, the Fevolutious. And then it just become the Lucius, and then just the Loosh.
Just the Loosh.
Something like
Fevolution.
That.
Yeah.
Pretty close.
Tell us your nickname. We will guess how you got it. Damo's in Karama. Hello.
How are we doing today, guys?
Good. So your name's Damien, and they've given it Damo, so short.
Oh, come on.
What's your nickname, Damo?
No. So the nickname all through when I was playing football through school was Elastic Man.
Elastic Man. Well, that's because you were tall and lanky like an elastic band.
I reckon, nope. Damo's because you never were able to play on the ground. You were always on the bench and you used to always just play with lucky bands on the bench because you couldn't get on the ground.
No.
Okay.
All right, tell us
Damo, why.
I have hyperflexible joints and can dislocate my shoulders at will.
Wow. Oh, there you go.
I mean, well, I want proof of that now.
That'll be actually really good one day, like in the forward pocket. Just like pop your shoulder out and just...
Yeah. Ah, I need to come off.
And then what you do is you put it back in and then you kick five goals and go, geez, that Damo's tough.
Yeah.
He popped the shoulder during the game.
Man,
and
they call him.
Good on you, mate. Tash is from...
Merriwa. Hello, Tash.
G'day, Tash.
Hello.
Hey, yes, Tash. What's your nickname?
Okay, so the full nickname is Biscuit Nips.
Biscuit Nips. All right. So I'm just going to come right out there and say your nipples are the size of some Monte Carlos.
That's as good as I'm going to hear all day. Is that right, Tash?
Pretty close, yeah.
Oh.
Tell us, Tash, if you can.
So the story is, in high school I had a crush and... his best friend decided to prank me and I sent a chest region picture, circulated the whole high school. Next minute I'm getting shouted at me and wolfed myself, Bicky and Biscuit, and I'm like,
wow. One way to get your Monte Carlos out.
Yeah, wow.
Appreciate your call.
Monte Carlos,
thanks
though.
Very
good
much.
Biscuits. Good biscuits.
Candace is from Rocco. G'day, Candace. How are you?
Good, thanks. And yourself?
Very well, thank
What's
you.
What's your nickname, Candace?
My nickname is Bear.
Bear?
Yeah.
Okay, that's because I think, Candace, you like to walk around just showing your butt.
No.
No?
No, okay.
No, when you get a little bit feisty, do you lash out and they call you the Bear?
That's true. Like, when I was a kid, my whole family, my uncles, I used to climb a lot of trees and, like, anything that I could basically climb. Like, we have, like, a brick fence, like a brick wall in front of our house.
Yeah, nice.
And I used to climb it all the time. And, like, my main reason is my parents always call me Bear because I always stole the honey out of the pot.
Oh,
remember how you used to get a bucket of honey?
Yeah. Oh, I call you Winnie.
I call you Winnie. Or
I call you Winnie.
Poo.
Yeah,
Pooh Bear.
Or Pooh.
Oh, good on you, Candace. Let's go to Josh. He's from
Merriwa as well.
Merriwa as well. Oh. He is. Hey, Joshy boy.
Hey, how you going?
Hey, good, Josh, mate. What's your nickname?
Terpsy.
Terpsy. Well, you love to get on the Terps, that's why.
Yeah, I reckon you you're a cleaner, so you're big on mopping floors, and your wife wants to chat with you, and you say, "Listen, babe, I'm just going to go mop the floors," and that's the reason why they call
it Terps. Why
Terps? You know the Terps.
Yeah, turpentine. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Josh, are they close?
They're fairly close.
Oh,
tell us, Josh.
As a youngster, I used to always joke around with the boys at work. So I'll grab one of the turpentine bottles and pretend to use it as a water bottle.
Oh, well done, Embers.
Oh, there you go.
Well done, Embers.
I don't think that's a great thing to do, but sure.
Don't drink it, Josh.
No, that's right.
We are guessing how you got your nickname. Let's go to Shane in Hamilton Hill. Hello.
G'day, guys. How are you?
Good, Shane. How did you get yours?
No,
you don't want to know that.
Correct.
No, no, tell us. I'm just trying to trick you there, Shane. Just trying to trick you.
Jesus.
What's your nickname, Shane?
It's Mass, M-A-S-S.
Mass.
Oh, okay.
Okay. God, did you frequently attend Mass as a child?
No, definitely not. Last person to do that.
A great choir
did you get a water gun out and go and squirt all your mates?
No, definitely not.
Okay. All right, how'd you get it?
Okay, believe it or not, I used to do pro wrestling for just shy of 10 years.
Oh, yes.
My wrestling name was Mad Mike Massive, and everybody just called me Mass for short.
Oh, Mad Mike Massive. Mad Mike Massive. I like it. Yeah.
And it also goes in conjunction with my size. I'm a rather big guy, so yeah, there's a lot of Mass there.
Yeah, you know what they say about blokes that have got big shoes, Shane?
Mate.
Big socks. Massive socks.
Righto.
Let's go to Sherry Lee in Armidale. Hello, Sherry Lee.
Hi, guys. How are you?
You got Sherry big socks, Lee. Sherry Lee?
No.
What's your nickname, Sherry?
Jayco girl.
Oh, you're a caravan girl, Sherry Lee. You love to get in the caravan and go and travel.
Well, somebody on this show gave me the nickname when I was in the Kelmscott Caravan Park.
What?
Who? Well, his name starts with E.
His last name or his first name?
Oh.
Yeah.
Embers.
The Jacob girl.
So what? Hang on. So what happened? How did this all happen?
Well, I was talking to you and we were talking about camping and you said, well, don't go camping with you. And I said, well, I live in a caravan park. And you said, it's the Jayco girl.
I remember that, Sherry Lee.
So, Sherry Lee, you...
The Jayco girl became the homeless. I got kicked out. Remember, we're going to broadcast all the action happens in the park? I got kicked out.
That's right, Sherry Lee.
I became homeless.
Oh, my God.
I became Sherry Tree.
Sherry Tree, because you had to live in a tree because you got kicked out.
Because in the morning show... We're giving people nicknames. And I became Shirley Cherry Tree.
Well, there you go.
I said anything.
You got your nickname from Andrew Embley.
Wow. Come on, you lucky girl. How is the JK going? She's gone. Matthew's from Hocking. G'day, Matty. How are you?
Hey, how are you doing, guys?
Hey, what's your nickname?
Well, growing up, my nickname used to be called Mr. Burns, as in off the Simpsons.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, even though I look nothing like the fella, but Mr. Burns.
Were you like super skinny?
I wouldn't say super skinny, but I'm not the fattest guy in the world. But
Mr. Burns, I wasn't just trying to think of his features. He had a large sort of nose. Yeah. Never saw it. Well, you saw him naked, but you didn't actually see.
Thank God.
Maybe you did.
You've got to think outside of what Mr. Burns looks like, I guess.
Okay.
Kept saying excellent all the time.
This one guy at school used to always look at me and across the table and go, excellent. Exactly like Mr. Burns.
So that's how you got Mr. Burns?
Yeah, but it's more to do with how I look and stuff. So, are you guys going to ask why my nickname is Mr. Burns? So when I was younger, I was in a bit of an accident with a bucket of petrol and received 80% burns to my top half of my body.
Oh, good Lord, Matthew.
So growing up, a few of the kids used to call me Mr. Burns at school. It didn't really bother me too much, but most of my good friends used to call me Crispy.
Crispy.
And that just kind of stuck to me throughout life. And to be honest with you, I kind of don't have a problem with it either myself.
I kind of
moved on from back in then and, gotten on with life. And, kind of always stuck with me. Even though my skin's not really crispy, they just call me Crispy.
Wow. I love how there are some nicknames that you can get that can just be so harsh, but at least you've got, a good sense of humour just
with your
through.
Mates, yeah.
Live, local, and a little loose. Triple M's Rush Hour with Andrew Embley and Katie Lamb on 92.9 Triple M.
Time for us right now to go into the Eagles camp as we have a chat to one of their stars, Alex Witherden, with us on the Rush Hour. Hello, Alex.
G'day, guys. Thanks for having me.
Witho, welcome.
Hey, Witho. We tried calling you before and we were faced with a very interesting voicemail.
Hi. Yeah. You called Alex. I can't get the phone right now. Please leave your name and number and I will get back to you.
Excuse me?
What is that
what
all
is
about?
Going on there? Who is that man?
Thrown
that's not you.
A few people off, yes. So that was Kean Hanley, the brother of Pierce, who was my teammate at Brisbane.
I needed a new voicemail back in 2017, and I got him to record it. So now when Simo calls to drop me, that's what he gets.
That's actually really, really good, because Simo calls and goes, oh, actually, I think I got the wrong number. You know what? Yeah. It's actually too hard to get hold of Witho. We might as well play him again.
Yeah, yeah. So when I get a game, that's why, because I can't get a hold of him.
That's literally the only reason you're still in the team, because exactly. That voicemail. Well done.
Hey, Witho, yeah.
But I actually have had a few run-ins with it where important people have tried to call me and they thought they've got the wrong number and they've just given up.
Yeah. Well, I thought we got the wrong number as well. So it's like classic Embers being a little bit dyslexic and got the numbers mixed up. So.
Hey, while we're on getting dropped, like we all get dropped from time to time, but just tell us what that conversation's like when you sort of, you know, you might have a feeling that it might be coming, and then Simo, does he walk up to you in the corridor? Does he sort of say, mate, come to my room? Like, does he, how does that awkward conversation happen?
I hope he doesn't say come to my room.
Yeah. he definitely doesn't say come to my room.
Good. Okay, good, good.
There's different ways of getting dropped, Embers, as you probably, I don't know if you would have experienced it all, but there's the ones where you have an absolute stinker and you know it's coming. Yep. So, yeah, it doesn't surprise you at all. And then there's the other ones where you've played okay, you know you're sort of on the fringes of the team and the team doesn't play that well and you know that it's probably a possibility. And then there's the other one where you've played well and you get dropped, which I'm yet to experience. But, but yeah, this year was probably more the middle one where I didn't play horribly. I played okay. We didn't play that well as a team, and I could understand the need to shake things up and change it up, and that was probably more the feedback. The change of the mix down back, go after a few different things, and then for me to just go back, get back to my strengths and then put a couple of good weeks of form in and then come back in and just be able to play and execute my role. And I feel like that's sort of what I've been able to do over the last 3 weeks. Since coming back into the team, not at the moment, like it's nothing glamorous or special, but I feel like I've just been able to get the job done for the team and execute my role.
Embers once got dropped for Laurie Bellotti. Do you know who Laurie Bellotti is?
No.
Okay, exactly. Yeah. So there you go. And that was a come to my room moment, I think.
Hey, didn't get the W on the weekend, but again, some really encouraging signs to come out of the way the boys played, especially early. It's been a really encouraging month of football for the team. You guys must be up and about.
Yeah, we're not up and about the weekend. We are disappointed with some aspects of the game. We've been number one general play contest team across the whole of the season, even when we have been getting beaten. And on the weekend, we felt that just fell away. We got beaten around the clearances and the contest pretty comprehensively. And that was pretty much the game on the weekend, which hasn't actually happened to us this year. So we're disappointed about that. But we have seen a lot of what we're trying to get with our identity over the last month or so. With the pressure, the front half footy, the ability for the mids to stand up and get some inside 50s for us. So it's been really good. And I think as a back seven, just having that continuity of McGovern down there, Cole back, Duggan playing some good footy, I feel like we've been able to work together and get back to a really cohesive unit.
The Derby, massive, couple of weeks ago, good win as well. Now you're back at Optus Stadium against Essendon. It's going to be a sellout again, Emma?
It'll be a massive crowd.
It'll be huge.
Yeah, I reckon there'll be close to 55,000 there again. It's really encouraging for Eagles supporters to get along to watch a team that's in good form at the moment.
Yeah, we're really excited about that. And normally when the big Melbourne teams come over, we get decent crowds anyway, but the fact that the Bombers themselves are going really well and we've been able to put in some really good performances at home should really add to the excitement for the fans, and we're really looking forward to the challenge of playing an in-form red-hot Essendon on Saturday night.
I'm talking about being in-form. How's Jake the Snake Waterman going at the moment? Is he nicknamed himself the King Carey, or what's going on there? He's been unbelievable the last 3 weeks.
Well, I'm not sure if you know, but his nickname is The Loosh.
And no, I didn't know that.
Loosh. What's the Loosh?
What's that?
The Loosh came from a few years ago when he was back playing in the Waffle and he used to just kick bags for fun.
Yeah.
And the boys would call him Fevolution, and then it became Feather Loose, and then now it's just the Loose.
The Loose.
The Loose.
That's so good.
So you know how nicknames just evolve and evolve and evolve. So yeah. He's just the Loose now.
What's your nickname?
Nah, nothing. It's just me on air, and I got a few that probably we won't bring to air.
Say.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Harley Reid, does he have a nickname?
Not really. I mean, there's a few newspapers and stuff that are trying to give him nicknames.
Yeah. Are you sick of people asking you about Harley Reid?
It doesn't bother me, but it's just funny.
How's he going?
How is Harley Reid going? Is he good?
What have you had? I went down to the beach with my partner.
Yeah.
We were sitting down on the beach. There was a group of five kids walking past, and all you could hear was them talking about how Harley was robbed of the medal. Then we went to a cafe. There was two 60-year-olds sitting next to us on one side and some 20-something-year-olds on the other side, and both were having conversations about Harley Reid. So it's just phenomenal the amount of attention he's getting, and he's dealing with it really well. He's real professional, but he's just a young kid that loves playing footy, and he's bloody good at it, as you've seen. So hopefully he can stay pure and keep enjoying the game for what it is.
The most important question we will ask you on this show is, what are you having for dinner?
Me and Embers will probably be down at the boat shed tonight.
Yes.
Oh, hello.
I haven't seen you down the boat shed for a while, with are you? You okay?
Yeah.
They're doing a really nice beef and burgundy pie there at the moment. It's a good night for it too, with a.
Yeah, it is a good night for it, actually. But, you know, when you get dropped, so just back to tofu and rice for me, but now I'm back in.
Punishing yourself.
Back in the team, I might see you down there tonight.
It's a great game happening this weekend, and for Eagles fans, make sure you get your jackets out to do the old waving of the jackets, just like Kevin Sheedy back in the early 90s. It is 6:10 bounce down at Optus Stadium. The Eagles taking on Essendon. Witho, thank you very much for joining us once again on the Rush Hour.
Thanks, mate.
No dramas, thanks.
As we wrap it up for another show, don't forget Xavier Michelle for breakfast back tomorrow. Their $10,000 kick over the Swan. We've got more contestants being added to it, and the winner gets $5,000 for their footy club and $5,000 for themselves. So if you want to register, you've still got a day to do it, go to triplem.com.au to register for that.
Can I just say, the worst invention ever made was that we on this side of the desk can turn on our microphones.
Horrendous.
It should only be the panel lot, which is you, Leachy, because yep. I am so scared for the day that Embers accidentally turns his microphone on.
For the second time. Yeah, I was going to say
it's
for the
happened.
Second time.
Because I get really excited and tell a story off air, and I'm
very
and then I accidentally go on.
No,
and
but we never know what you're going to say when the microphones are known to be on. Let alone what can come out of your mouth.
Well, I have in the past got it wrong before.
Have you?
I have.
You're a guest.
What's for dinner, everyone?
Oh, that's a real good question.
Taco bowls for me tonight. It's all that Tuesday taco bowls. We seem to do it a fair bit at the moment at our house.
Yeah, nice one.
Routine.
Do love a taco bowl. I'm going to say a roast beef.
I had that last night.
Oh,
really?
Yeah.
Good.
Okay.
Nice. Yes.
Good.
Leachy, I really don't know.
Wow. I can't believe you don't wake up in the morning and think, what's for dinner? Because that's all I think about, my next meal.
That's not my next meal.
I can see
my
that.
My next meal is breakfast.
Oh, I didn't say anything.
You did.
Well,
that's fat shaming.
No,
we're getting this on because I'm telling HR tomorrow.
So I'm sorry. So we've got two complaints going on. We've also got Joel, who's going to be in for some issues a bit later on too. So
yes.
I'm sorry, but this is just horrible what's going
on.
So
it's just
going
to be you and me, Leachy.
I have a quick question for the team.
Yeah.
I've made the decision that no major supermarket chain makes a good, easy-to-eat chicken schnitzel. They all taste like rubber garbage. IGA does a really good schnitty. Where else can you get a good one from besides a butcher?
Coles. You can get a good one from Coles.
Yeah, yeah,
I'm just, sure you're Coles or Woolworths.
Well, you know.
I just said major supermarket chains. Embers, were you listening?
Well, do I listen?
Just checking to see if Coles or Woolworths are sponsoring.
Yep, they
are in the next break.
Yeah,
so
just looking out the sponsors, mate.
Good on you. We're
on the IGA
tomorrow. We may be back tomorrow, or all the sponsorship will be pulled from the show because of our producer, Joel. We'll see what happens. See you tomorrow. Maybe
have
before.
A good one.
Bye.
And if you see Katie at the gym tomorrow morning, say g'day.
Oh, terrible. It's the end of the world as we know it.
Triple M's Rush Hour with Embers and Katie.
Got the touch? Download Tab Touch. Chances are you're about to lose.